Now, Iris, I've got to ask you a few questions here. Now, you know, we've been talking about the Iron Range all night, about the traditions and some of the history. But what's it like growing up on the range today? You know, you're a senior in high school. What, you know, what's your interpretation of all this?
Yeah, you know, I think it's really different than when our parents or our grandparents grew up on the Iron Range. I think it's challenging at times to find things youthful to do, but I think it's really important, especially now being a senior and looking forward to moving off the Iron Range to college, thinking about how important it is to know where I'm from and to be able to embrace it and love it, because I think it's so true that, you know, you can't really move on until you can embrace where you came from. So someday, if I'm in a dorm and someone asks me what a petitza is, I want to be able to tell them. And I mean, I think it's a challenge, but it's a good challenge, and it's something that I think makes you a better person.
What kind of a place is the range like to learn how to play music?
it's challenging at times, but I think no matter where you are, if you have a passion for something, anything, and you love it enough, you know, you'll find other people like you who you can, you know, jam with, who feel the same way you do. And I know I take vocal lessons from Nadine Bergentown, and she's such a gem in the community, and I think there's so many people like her around, and you just have to find them, and you kind of drive with them, and that's good.
What does it mean to you to be from the same town as Bob Dylan?
actually this summer I was given the opportunity through Key Club to give tours at Hibbing High School. And every Tuesday we would get people. I know one Tuesday a couple came from Liverpool just because Bob Dylan was from Hibbing, and the sole purpose of their trip was to come to Hibbing to see Bob Dylan's house. So I think it's so cool to be able to say, and if you're a group of people and a Dylan song comes on the radio on someone's iPod, that, hey, you know, that guy's house is a couple blocks from my high school, and it's pretty cool.
Now, you and Mitchell have a show coming up, don't you?
Yes, we do. We're working on Grease right now at the high school. Mitchell is actually Danny, so that's November. And I play Rizzo. But yeah, come check that out. It's in November. We'll keep